News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Oisín Coughlan is beside me. He is a member of the Just Transition Commission. And this is a commission that was set up about a year and a half ago to look at how to transition Ireland from its fossil fuel dependence into renewable dependence. Oisín, it is worth, just before we get into what your latest report suggests and your budget submission suggests, the difference between you and other bodies that look at climate change.
Yes, so people may have heard of the Climate Change Advisory Council that Mary Donnelly and now Alex White was the chair of. And their job is the technical part, basically. What do we need to do as Ireland in order to reduce our emissions and eliminate emissions over time? And they're mostly technical experts, not stakeholders. Whereas the Just Transition Commission was set up to say, well, that's great. How do we do this fairly in a way that's inclusive and that brings people with us and doesn't make poverty or inequality worse? In fact, our view is actually you can address those problems at the same time. And the other difference is that we have stakeholders. We have representatives of business, farmers, employers, trade unions, environmentalists and social groups, as well as experts. And the experts tend to be more about behaviour and social impact and how do you do good engagement and consultation. So they're complementary jobs, and ours is much younger. We've only been around for a year and a half.
Now, obviously, there is a lot of complexity in what you are laying out in terms of what you are seeking to achieve. Give us some of then the big block elements that are your current recommendations.
So basically, what we're doing now is our advice in advance of the budget 2027 in October, because on Monday is the National Economic Dialogue, which is where the government brings all the stakeholders into a room, and the commission will be represented there for the first time by our chairperson, Ali Sheridan. So we said, well, what are we calling for? And basically, we think there's a real opportunity for this budget to start to deliver a fair and funded transition away from fossil fuels. And obviously, more than ever before, really, fossil fuels have been on everyone's mind because of the US-Israeli attack on Iran and what that's done to oil prices. So our message is twofold. Obviously, in the current circumstances, we need to help people with the immediate cost of living pressures. But we're saying as well, this is the moment where we have to double down our investments in reducing our reliance on fossil fuels. Because basically,
by doing what now?
Well, by public transport, renewable energy, retrofitting, investing in nature, because that protects us from climate impacts as well. So it is some of the things that are already on the table, but we want to make sure that they're done in the fairest possible way. So to give you one example, well, first of all, we're saying on the short-term help side, we are in favour of the targeted supports for those most at risk of energy poverty and transport disadvantage, as opposed to the more universal subsidies or universal excise cuts, which are understandable in an immediate crisis mode, as it was in 2022, but by after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But by now, the government has had the time to think about how do we do the short-term supports, whether it's the working family payment or the fuel allowance, or which also gives you access.
So some of the response to the recent fuel protests you mightn't have been great fans of.
Well, We're forward-looking. we'll point this out. The SRI did say that both those universal subsidies and the excise duty cuts are basically regressive rather than progressive, as in they benefit more those at the higher incomes. And we want to make sure that what happens in Budget 2027 benefits those most in need. Not just those on welfare, but those just above that too, which is why you look at maybe increasing the income thresholds for those on the working family payment, for example, which is a very powerful benefit that helps you, also gets you fuel allowance and gets you on the waiting list for the Warmer Home Scheme, which is the free retrofit. We'll be looking more in detail at the built environment and household and housing and retrofitting later in the year. But for the budget, we are saying that also people with disabilities who are at real risk of increased costs when energy prices spike. But really, we're saying we need to also invest in both transport and retrofitting. So on the transport side, for example, it's really important that we maintain the existing discounts on public transport. People may not remember that we've had kind of special discounts for the last few years. They've been really successful. We need to maintain those. We think we should increase the free public transport to children under 15. I think it's children under 9 or 10 at the moment. Bring it up to their local, rural transport in particular, local link in particular, because rural transport people are most disadvantaged.
Oisín, thank you very much. Oisín Coughlan there, member of the Just Transition Commission. And if you want to read any of their analysis or views, the website, the Just Transition Commission, has it all uploaded there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.